Hi, Paul Farkas. Good News Broadcast. I'm here with Julie Steiner. Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you doing?
All righty, great. You're with the University of North Carolina, and you're a professor there, and you've teamed up with Jazz Pharmaceuticals, and we're going to talk about narcolepsy.
That's right.
Just spelling it isn't easy. I'm going to spell it narcolepsy.
Yep.
So how do they even come up with that word? What does it really mean?
Well, narcolepsy is a chronic and sometimes debilitating neurologic condition that impairs mm-hmm. the brain's ability to control the sleep-wake cycle. So to put that a little more simply, you're experiencing aspects of sleep and wakefulness at inappropriate times throughout the day and night.
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you a question, because lately I've been not sleeping the entire night through. I've been getting up. And then I was concerned that it was, for a man my age, mid-60s, prostate, because I had heard that you go to the bathroom a lot. But I don't have prostate because I've had to go and check out. Could I have narcolepsy?
Well, it's possible. There is a website that you can go to check your symptoms. It's called morethantired.com. And I'll just tell you a little bit about some of the symptoms of narcolepsy. If you're experiencing excessive daytime sleepiness. So for me, my symptoms started at age 9, but I wasn't diagnosed for 26 years. So if you're experiencing sort of overwhelming sleepiness during the day, and you know, I think we live in a sleep-deprived society. Everybody feels sleepy, but this is just sort of an all-consuming sleepiness. You might have trouble staying alert for more than a couple hours at a time without feeling like you need to take a nap. So that is the main symptom of narcolepsy. There's also a symptom called cataplexy, which not everyone has, but many people with narcolepsy do have cataplexy. And what this is a weakening of the muscles, often with strong emotions like laughter or anger. So in my case, my cataplexy is quite mild. So I might just look like a klutz to you if you saw me having cataplexy. I drop things a lot. You know, I was always dropping things in the kitchen, or my knees might just give way for a quick second. So it's really sort of invisible. You might not even be able to tell with me. For some people who have more severe cataplexy, they could experience a partial or total body collapse. And what's happening here is their muscles are paralyzed, but they are fully conscious and aware of what's going on, so they just can't move. Now, you can have narcolepsy without having cataplexy. There are a couple other symptoms. There is two that often go together, hypnagogic hallucinations, which are vivid, lifelike dreams. And those often happen along with something called sleep paralysis, either as you're falling asleep or waking up, where you might be able to hear what's going on around you. You're awake, but you can't move, you can't talk. You might have a sense of not being able to breathe. And often you're having these very frightening images that are occurring alongside that, you know, maybe of an intruder or, you know, somebody chasing you. And then finally, sleep disruption is a symptom of narcolepsy that people don't often think of. And this is where you might fall asleep easily, but you're awake often throughout the night. I think people with narcolepsy can just sleep anywhere, anytime. So they don't necessarily recognize this as a symptom. But again, for you, if you want to find out if you have narcolepsy, you could go to the website I mentioned previously, which is morethantired.com. And
okay, so I didn't get more than TIRED.com.
That's right. That
okay.
Sponsored.
Are you all sleeping out there? Anybody sleeping? No. Okay, morethantired.com. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you say daytime concerns? because I guess I was only speaking about the nighttime. Is narcolepsy and something that affects you daytime? Did I hear that correctly?
Oh, absolutely. Narcolepsy is a 24-hour disorder. So, the way I would describe it, again, it's a disorder of the sleep-wake cycle. So a lot of people with narcolepsy, including myself, often describe it as a feeling of kind of being trapped in the space between being awake and being asleep all the time. So, yes, it is a round-the-clock disorder. And again, I was just going to reiterate the key, your key daytime symptoms would be this excessive daytime sleepiness, this overwhelming sleepiness, and you may also experience cataplexy during the day, which is the weakening of the muscles.
So if I'm speaking with somebody and they start to fall asleep because I'm so boring, I shouldn't think that it's narcolepsy, right? I mean, they're just,
yes, unlikely. So, that is actually one of the myths of narcolepsy, that you just fall asleep at the drop of a hat. Usually people with narcolepsy can feel it coming on over several minutes, and then they can take a nap. They don't actually just fall asleep in the middle of a conversation. That's actually one of the big myths about narcolepsy.
Well, what are some of the other myths about that?
I think, we see it in the movies all the time. This is the main sort of stereotype of narcolepsy is you see someone, falling asleep in their dinner plate or while they're walking down the street. And this just doesn't actually happen. I think people are getting the symptoms confused a little bit with the cataplexy that I described earlier, which is the muscle weakness. But the person is fully conscious there. They're not asleep. So I think that is one of the big stereotypes, that, a person with narcolepsy, that they can sleep anytime, anywhere, that it's kind of a luxury or something that's really enjoyable to do.
Now, I'm at the website now, okay? Everybody go to the website.
Yeah.
Okay, and morethantired.com.
That's right.
So narcolepsy visualized here, there's a little bottom little segment here, and it says that 1 in 2,000 people?
That's right, 1 in 2,000
narcolepsy?
People. Yeah, so 1 in 2,000 people in the United States, so 200,000 people and an estimated 3 million people worldwide. But like I said, there are a lot of stereotypes out there that make it hard to recognize and diagnose. So it's actually estimated that more than half of people who are currently living with narcolepsy don't have any idea that they have it.
So this is I did a series a long time ago called The Brain. On Channel 13 PBS here. I was involved with that for a couple of years of my life. So it literally in the brain, it's the nerve cells and the chemicals in the brain that are, and how do they then discover and how do they deal with it? So they look through a PET scan. How do they find out this information, what it is?
How do they make
it? Can they?
Yeah, how do they make a diagnosis of narcolepsy?
Yes. Yeah.
So to receive a diagnosis of narcolepsy, you would have an appointment with a sleep specialist or a neurologist. They would likely send you for a sleep study, look at the results of that study along with your clinical history and your symptoms, and they would make the diagnosis that way.
Okay. What kind of a doctor do you go to?
A sleep specialist. In my case, I went to a neurologist. And again, on the website, More Than Tired, you can actually find a directory of sleep specialists in your area.
Oh. And you were misdiagnosed, you mentioned, you said ADHD. A lot of people can potentially also misdiagnose this.
That's right. It can take 10 years or more for people to reach a diagnosis. For me, I was diagnosed with everything from ADHD, vitamin deficiency, depression, lots of misdiagnoses.
Wow. Okay, last question. Thank you very much. Important information, and the website is morethantired.com. Last question. What is good news for you? We're Good News Broadcast. We'd like to ask people, what is good news for them?
What is good news for me? Well, good news for me is being able to raise awareness about narcolepsy and educate people about these symptoms so that there are people out there who might be suffering today who can get help. So that is good news for me.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
You too.
And are you okay now? Have you been helped through this concern in your life?
Yes, I'm doing quite well.
Are you not narcoleptic, is it, any longer?
No, there's no cure for narcolepsy. It is lifelong, but it is a very manageable condition. So I'm doing very well.
Manageable.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
All righty. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.